服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月17日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了圣爱者我们以及我们圣爱者的阿叔 Krishna Bhagavan 跑步，和我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version. And today you read from text 20.
那我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天要阅读的世界是第二十世界。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Vaya。
Vaya。
Aham。
Aham。
Doshitaha。
Doshitaha。
Samyak。
Samyak。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Vayaham Toshitaham Asamyag。
Vayaham Toshitaham Asamyag。
Veda Garbha。
Veda Garbha。
Vishrikshaya。
Vishrikshaya。
Viram。 Oh, sorry。Veda Garbha Shishrikshaya。
Veda Garbha Shishrikshaya。
Hiram。
Hiram。
Britena。
Britena。
Tapasa。
Tapasa。
Hiram Britena Tapasa。
Hiram Britena Tapasa。
Dushtoshaha。
Dushtoshaha。
Kuta Yogenam。
Kuta Yogenam。
Dushtosha Kuta Yogenam。
Dushtosha Kuta Yogenam。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Vayaham Toshita Samyag。
Vayaham Toshita Samyag。
Veda Garbha Shishrikshaya。
Veda Garbha Shishrikshaya。
Hiram Britena Tapasa。
Hiram Britena Tapasa。
Dushtoshaha Kuta Yoginam。
Dushtoshaha Kuta Yoginam。
A word for word。
Sudhisa。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。
Sri Bhagavan Vacha。 美丽绝伦的至尊人格首神说。
Vaya。
Vaya 被你。
Aham。
Aham 我是。
Doshita。
Doshita 高兴。
Samyak。
Samyak 完全。
Veda Garbha。
Veda Garbha 体内蕴含韦达经。
Shishrikshaya。
Shishrikshaya 为了创造。
Chiram。
这让很长的一段时间。
Britena。
Britena 积聚。
Tapasa。
Tapasa 通过苦修。
Dushtoshaha。
Dushtoshaha 很难讨好。
Kuta Yoginam。
Kuta Yoginam 对于假神秘主义者。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada。
译文和要旨由薛拉帕帕提供。译文：美丽的人格守神对主 Brahma 说，体内蕴含韦达经的 Brahmana， 我对你怀着创造的愿望长期进行苦行很满意，冒牌的神秘主义者取悦不了我。要旨：苦行苦修分成两类，一类是为了感官享乐，而另一类呢，是为了觉悟自我。很多假神秘主义者 为了满足自己而从事残酷的苦行，另一种人则是为了满足至尊主的感官而苦修。举例说，为了发明核武器而辛勤工作，这种苦行永远不会令至尊主满意。按大自然的法律，每一个生物体都会面临死亡，但因一个人的苦行而加速另一个生物体的死亡，这种苦行就不会导致至尊主满意。至尊主希望他的每一个不可缺少的部分都能回到他的身边，过永恒快乐的生活。创造整个物质世界就是为了这个目的。 Brahma 为了弄清楚创造的过程而刻苦的灵修，以便取悦至尊主，为此至尊主对他很满意，把伟达知识灌输给了他。伟达知识的最终目的是为了让人了解至尊主，而不是为达到其他目的而误用知识。不用伟达知识去了解至尊主的人被称为别有用心、浪费生命的假超然主义者 Kuta Yogis。 译文：美丽的人格守神对主 Brahma 说，体内蕴含伟达经的 Brahma 呀，我对你怀着创造的愿望长期进行苦行很满意，冒牌的神秘主义者取悦不了我。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the last time we saw how the Lord appeared to Lord Brahma and showed him his satisfaction.
那我们上一周呢，就听到了如何主显现在了主 Brahma 的面前，并且呢向他展示了他的满意之情。
And he manifests his satisfaction by smiling and even shaking his hands, taking the hands of Brahma with his hands.
那他展示他的满意之情是通过脸上露出笑容，以及呢和主 Brahma 握手，他把主 Brahma 的手握在了他的手里。
So he was really satisfied, because unless you are satisfied with somebody and you feel very close to somebody, you're not going to take his hands.
对呢，他是真的非常的满意，除非某人对另外一个人非常的满意，而且呢感到与他很亲近，否则他是不会拉起他的手的。
This is already a physical contact.
因为这已经是一个身体上的接触了。
The physical contact means that the Lord is really very pleased with Lord Brahma.
那这样的身体上的接触也就意味着主非常的被主 Brahma 所喜悦。
Why? Because Lord Brahma had undergone this penances, these austerities, with a desire to help the Lord to continue the creation.
为什么呢？因为主 Brahma 他之所以要经历这样的苦行的他在经历这个苦行的时候呢，他的内心想的是能够如何帮助主继续进行这创造。
It's a very important service.
所以呢，这是一个非常重要的服务。
Because Lord Brahma is going to be the secondary creation to fill in all the universes with all species of life.
因为呢，主 Brahma 他要继续这第二层创造，并且要把这所有的宇宙里面呢，再充满了所有的各种各样的生命的形式。
To give facilities to those rebellious souls who don't want to serve the Lord directly, and so they can have a place where they can derive some satisfaction, some happiness.
能够有一个地方也能够感受到某种程度的满足感。
So we may say, but well, come on, we hear so many times in the scripture that this material existence is not proper, this is not nice, we should not be here, we should get out of this material existence, it's too much suffering. And why the Lord was so happy that Brahma was going to create this material world, who is the cause of so many miseries to the conditioned souls.
那我们可能就在想，哎呀，我们都已经这么多次的听说这个物质世界是一个非常痛苦的地方，而且呢，这个是让大家深陷于其中的这么一个地方，一点也不快乐，根本就无快乐可言。那为什么当这个主 Brahma 他要创造出这样一个物质世界的时候，主 Krishna 还会这么的开心呢？还会这么的被他所满意呢？
Why such effort to create such this material world with so many varieties of species and with so many wonderful things if everything is just to create miseries to the conditioned souls?
为什么他要经历这么多的苦行，然后呢，他要费这么大的力量，然后在这物质世界里面要创造出 这么多美好的这个东西，但是呢，为的只是要让这些受条件限制的灵魂在这受苦呢？
It's important. It's important because some individual souls, they misuse their free will in order to be separated from the Lord. And the Lord as their father, their maintainer, is very concerned, so he creates a situation where they at least they can in illusion think that they are separated from him.
那这其实是非常重要的，因为这些受条件限制的灵魂呢，他是在一种虚幻的状态下，他想要和主处在一种分离的状态之中，但是呢，他又必须要一个生活的地方，那么主呢就非常的关切这些 受条件限制的灵魂的这个所生活的地方，所以呢，他必须要为他们安排一个他们可以生活的地方。
Does the Lord, is the Lord happy if the conditioned souls want to break out to be independent from him?
那么这个受条件限制的灵魂想要和主相分离，这会使让主开心吗？
No, certainly not. Certainly it's not pleasing to the Lord.
那所以毫无疑问，他们这么做是不会取悦主的，主不会开心。
But still, the Lord creates the facilities because he wants to satisfy the desires of all the conditioned souls. He's very affectionate to them, so okay, they don't want to serve me directly. Let me create a situation where they can at least think that they can enjoy without me.
但是主呢，他还是依然要为他们提供这样的设施，因为呢，他是对于这些灵魂是满怀着深情的。他在想，既然你们不能够为我做一些直接的服务，但至少我也给你们提供一个地方。 让你们感到，在没有我的情况下，你们也是能够在这享乐的。So
it creates a very sophisticated, very detailed material world to give facilities for the conditioned souls to exert their independent desires.
所以说呢，他就创造了非常的讲究的、非常细致的一个物质世界。 那么，从而呢，使得这些受条件限制的灵魂可以在这个物质世界里面去展现他们的自由意志。But
of course, the Lord has also a plan of His own.
但是呢，主依然有他自己的计划。
is going to take an opportunity of this material creation to come and perform some very unique pastimes in different incarnations.
因为呢,他要利用这个物质世界的这个展示, 然后以各种各样的化身前来上演各种各样的消失光。
And he's going to bring with him many of his associates from the spiritual world and play very wonderful pastimes in the material world.
然后呢,他也会带着他很多的在灵性世界的同游, 来在物质世界上演非常美妙的消失光。
He does that for his own enjoyment.
但是他这么做是为了他自己的享乐吗?
But also, he does for his own enjoyment, but also to give an opportunity to condition souls to again become attracted to him and give up their independent mentality.
他的确是为了他自己的享乐,但是与此同时呢, 他也是为了要给这些受条件限制的灵魂一个机会,让他们能够再次的被他所吸引,然后放弃掉他自己的这种独立的想要独立形式的心态。So
the Lord take advantage. He knows how to enjoy and is always doing his sport activities, his pastimes. And he comes to the material world, he does very unique pastimes that sometimes don't even show in the spiritual world.
那主呢,他是非常的逍遥的,那他在灵性世界呢,总是在享受着他非常快乐的消失光,但是呢,他在物质世界会展示一些很特别的逍遥,那他这种逍遥呢,在灵性世界有的时候都不会去上演。
Many of these incarnations of the Lord that come to the material world in form of animals or fish or these different forms, they are not manifest. These forms are not manifest in the spiritual world.
比如说主他在这个物质世界他所展现的这个化身呢，有很多是动物的形象或者是鱼的形象。那这些形象呢，在灵性世界是没有展现的。
The Lord does not have a boar form or a fish form or half man half lion form in the spiritual world.
主他在灵性世界并没有一个雄猪的形象，或者是鱼的形象，或者是半人半狮的形象。
We hear that these forms are eternal.
那我们当然也听到了，说所有这些形象都是永恒的。
Perfect, they are eternal, perfectly eternal, complete, perfectly. They are no different from the Lord Himself. They are the Lord Himself.
所有的这些形象呢，都是完整的，都是完美的，而且呢，和主是没有任何的区别的。其实这些形象就是主本人。But
those particular forms are only being manifest in the material world.
但是呢，这些形象仅仅是展现在物质世界。
In a Vaikuntha world, we see the whole display of the spiritual world with many, many Vaikuntha planets, and then in the middle of those Vaikuntha planets, there's the huge lotus-like planet, which is Goloka Vrindavan. So all these many Vaikuntha planets, you're going to see Nrisimha Deva is there, Vamana Deva is there, Vara Deva is there, Matsya is there. The names, you can read the names.
但是呢，我们知道在灵性世界呢是有很多很多的百昆特的星宿的。那么在众百昆特的星宿的中间呢，是一朵绽放着美丽的莲花形象的格鲁卡文达文的星宿。那这是占很大的一个地方。那么在所有的这些百昆特的星宿里面呢，其实我们是可以看到有这个主的各种各样的化身在那里的，比如说像主米辛哈德夫，还有 Matsya, Kumara, Varaha, Vamana Dev都在那里。
But they all have Vishnu forms, Narayana forms with four arms.
但是呢，所有的这些就是称为这些名字的这些化身呢，他们都是在那儿以的是主 Vishnu 的四臂形象的这样的形象展现的。
This is their original forms in the spiritual world.
因为这是他们在灵性世界的最原初的形象。
pastimes and baby pastimes, they are not there in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界是没有 Krishna 的出生的小时光以及他的婴儿期的小时光的。
So the material world is also a stage or a platform for the Lord to also enjoy very unique pastimes.
所以说呢，这物质世界也是主去享受他很独特的逍遥的一个大舞台。
So the Lord is not satisfied with Brahma because he's going to create a jail for the to give misery to the conditioned souls. He's very happy because he's going to create a world, even though temporary, but he's going to give opportunities for the Lord to come and show so many wonderful pastimes.
所以说呢，主他很被这个主 Brahma 所取悦的原因呢，是因为主 Brahma 他会创造出一个世界。那么主呢也会来到主 Brahma 所创造出来的这个世界来上演他的逍遥时光，所以他挺开心。
And in this way, hope the Lord hopes that the conditioned souls were going to stop this useless attempt to be happy without Him, without being connected with Him.
然后通过这样的方式呢，主他就希望。这些受条件限制的灵魂能够停止掉他们的无用的这种企图，也就是说想着在没有他的情况下就能够得到快乐的这样的企图。
So the Lord is satisfied with Brahma because Lord Brahma he performed many severe penances and they were really difficult austerities to perform and in order to satisfy the Lord because He heard this sound to do meditation, to do tapasya, and he thought, okay, let me do that. That's what the Lord wants me to do. That's what I'm going to do.
被主呢是很被主 Brahma 取悦的，因为主 Brahma 呢他经历了很多的艰难的苦行 tapasya。那么他这么做的原因呢，就是为了让主开心，是因为他听到了 tapa 的这么一个声音之后呢，他就明白了这是。主想让他进行的苦行，所以呢，他也就依着这样的训示去做了。
So he did something, he did severe austerities, but was for the satisfaction of the Lord.
所以说呢，他是做了一些事情，他是做了非常的严苦的苦行，但是呢，他这么做就是为了要让主满意。
Tapasya means undergo inconvenience, voluntarily accept troubles in order to satisfy somebody else.
Tapasya 的意思呢，就是自己自愿主动的去经历一些困难，去经历一些不方便。他这么做的原因呢，就是为了要取悦一个其他的人，就为取悦另外一个人而经历的不方便。
So when we perform these difficult tasks, you know, trouble, you know, accepting voluntary trouble for the satisfaction of the Lord, this is very, very satisfying to the Lord.
所以说呢，为了要令主满意而主动的去经历一些困难，去接受一些麻烦。这是对于主来说是非常令他满意的。
In the material world, everybody has to perform penances. Everybody has to accept many troubling situations.
那么在这个物质世界呢，所有的人他都必须要经历一些苦行，所有的人他都必须要去接受各种各样的痛苦的状态、麻烦的状态。
But they do that because they think that through, as a result of that, they're going to be happy.
但是他们之所以这么做的原因呢，是觉得这么做的结果就能够得到快乐。
But the result in the material world we know, happiness is never alone.
但是在这个物质世界，我们就明白，快乐永远都不是独自来，就是不是独自来到我们身边的。
So happiness is there for a moment and then it goes away and then when it goes away it brings about misery.
因为呢快乐它会来一会儿， 那么过了一会儿之后呢，他会把痛苦也会带着一起来。
So Lord Brahma not only did some seem to satisfy the Lord very much, but as our acharya, our first acharya in our disciplic succession, is teaching us by his own example how we can be happy by satisfying the senses of the Lord.
所以主 Brahma 呢，他作为我们三摩大亚上的第一位老师。那他是在教导，他是在以身作则的教导我们怎么做能够令主满意。
And this is the way to go about in this material world to be the way to really find real happiness is by trying to satisfy the senses of the Lord.
而这个呢，也是在物质世界能够唯一的取得快乐的方法。也就是说呢，要通过去取悦至尊主的感官上的满足，我们才能得到快乐。
Means to understand that actually we have senses and the senses require satisfaction, but our senses are connected with the senses of the Lord, are parts and parcel of the senses of the Lord.
那也就是说，我们明白了，我们是有感官。那么这个感官呢，它的确是需要去享受的，然后呢，去需要被满足的。但是呢，我们的这个感官呢，是和主的感官相连接在一起的。我们的感官是主的感官的不可分割的一部分。
Yeah, because Krishna, we are parts and parcels of Krishna, so our senses are also parts and parcels of Krishna's senses.
因为我们呢是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，所以我们的感官也是 Krishna 的感官的一部分。
So Lord Brahma is teaching us how to use our senses.For the pleasure of Krishna's senses, satisfaction of Krishna's senses.
所以说呢，主 Brahma 他在教导我们如何来运用我们的感官来达到令主 Krishna 的感官满意。
So by doing that, gradually we realize that everything is connected to the Lord, and we realize that we are not anymore affected by material energy, even though we are still within the material energy.
那么通过这么做呢，我们就了解了我们和 Krishna 是相连接在一起的。然后呢，我们就虽然依然还身在物质能量之中，但是呢，就不会再被物质能量所影响。
So Krishna comes in so many incarnations, and his devotees come, his associates come.To show us, not just to teach us the philosophy that give us the knowledge, which is very important, but to show us how we can actually be free and happy even within the material world.
所以呢，主公他以各种各样的化身来了，并且呢，他的朋友这些奉献者们也来了。那他们呢，不仅仅是要教给我们哲学，要把这些知识教给我们。而且呢，他们是在向我们示意如何在这个物质世界能够变得快乐。
So the whole material creation is meant for that objective.
那么所有的物质的创造，它的目的都是为了要达到这个目的。
Is to reform the mentality of the conditioned souls.
也就是说呢，他要重建受条件限制灵魂的心态。
And the Lord is using so many different ways in order to help the conditioned souls to really realize what is their benefit for them.
而主呢，他也用了各种各样的方法。使受条件限制的灵魂去明白到底什么对他们来说才是真正有益的。
He comes himself.
他自己本人来了。
He sends his associates.
他把他的同友给派来了。
He gives us perfect knowledge how to understand this material world and how to become free from the entanglement of this material world.
他赐给我了我们完美的知识，来让我们了解这物质世界是怎么样的，并且呢，如何能够摆脱在这物质世界的捆缚和束缚。
He gives us, He gives us the understanding, He gives us the practice, and He gives us the opportunity to achieve a wonderful goal in life.
他赐给了我们的理解力，他也让我们知道如何去练习，并且呢，他也告诉我们如何能够达到这生命的至尊的目标。
So when we try to please the Lord, see, like now we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam and we are reading so many other books of Srila Prabhupada, but there are many things that we really don't understand very much.
那么当我们在试图取悦主的时候呢，比如说我们现在在阅读圣典布达瓦坛，我们也阅读了很多舍尔帕巴的书籍，但是其实还有很多很多的我们不知道的事儿，我们不明白的事儿。
But if you learn the process of satisfying the Lord and His devotees, then we can become like Brahma. We can become impregnated with this knowledge. It means we really realize this knowledge that is out there.
但是如果我们要是真是了解了取悦 Krishna 以及他的奉献者的这个程序的话，那我们就能够像主 Brahma 那样真正的有觉悟，并且真正的能够被蕴含这些知识了，就是这些让我们能够想要去了解的这些超人的知识了。
Srila Prabhupada uses quite a few times the word satisfaction, pleasure in this purport, and it's a very short purport.
那么在今天的这个要旨里面，虽然是一个很短的要旨，但是爸爸他用了好几次关于满足啊，还有快乐呀这些词。
Because it is the most thing that it's the real spice of life.
因为呢，这个快乐满足，这是我们生活中的真正的佐料。
I mean, you can have what we have, the most great opulences, beauty, and this and that and that. But if you are not happy, I mean, what's the use of all those things, you know?
比如说我们可以拥有很多，我们可以有富裕，我们可以有财富，我们可以有美貌，但是我们在拥有所有的这一切之上没有快乐，那这些又有什么用呢？
And we see in the material world, everybody is endeavoring in so many different ways, and the main purpose is to be happy.
那我们可以看到，在这个物质世界的人们呢，在以各种各样的方法在挣扎着，在努力着，但是他最主要的目的呢，做所有的这些事情都是为了让自己变得快乐。
So the desire to be happy is not the wrong desire.
所以说呢，想要变得快乐的这种愿望并不是一个错误的愿望。
But to try to be happy without being connected with the Lord, that's wrong.
但是呢，不和主相连接的这种状态下努力去变得快乐，这是错的。
Again, we are parts and parcels of Him, and our happiness is connected with the Lord's happiness.
那么因为我们呢是主的和风格的一部分，所以说我们的这种快乐是和主的快乐是相连接在一起的。
So we have, that's why we have to understand this knowledge in relationship of, in a way that help us to do everything for the Lord's pleasure, for the Lord's satisfaction. That's the goal.Of studying so many books, of learning so many things, is to act in a way that pleases the Lord.
那所以说呢，当我们在阅读书籍的时候，当我们在做所有的事情的时候，我们所心怀的只有一个目的，所得到都是一个了解，就是我们做所有的事情呢，都是要和主相连在一起，是为了他的快乐而做的，然后这样才是做所有的这些事情有意义。
If you are.Studying Bhagavatam or teaching Bhagavatam, and then you go and you try just to do activities of sense enjoyment. Then what's the use of all this knowledge?
那你比如说你在学习圣典波迦瓦坛，然后也在教授圣典波迦瓦坛，但是做完这事之后呢，又去进行一些感官享乐的 活动。那么在学习这些知识的这个动作上又有什么意义呢？
Because the goal, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Krishna says the goal of the Vedas, you can maybe read the verse, the second part of the 15:15.
Yeah, 那么比如说这个Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第十五章的第十五诗节里面就讲到了，我是伟达经的编纂者，也是伟达经的知悉者。
Vedacha sarveraham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. By all the Vedas, I am to be known.
在众伟达经中，我是需要被了解的那个。
Because I am the goal to be attained by all this knowledge.
因为呢，我是获得所有的这些知识最终要达到的目标。
And how we can attain the Lord? By acting for His satisfaction. That's what Brahma did. And the Lord appeared and shook His hands and smiled to Him. I'm happy with you.
那我们怎么能够得到主呢？也就是说，我们要在令主满意的这种情况下去从事活动。那这也就是主 Brahma 做的。那主 Brahma 的这种行为呢，就很取悦主，使得主就显现在他的面前，然后对他微笑，并且还把他的手握了起来。
Okay, maybe we are not going to immediately have this chance of seeing Krishna smiling to us and shaking our hands. Maybe we are not at that point yet. But by trying to act in a way that pleases the Lord and His devotees, we certainly experience a great happiness within ourselves because the Lord is happy and he reciprocates by making us feel that genuine happiness within our hearts.
那么也许呢，我们现在还没有达到这样一个层面，就是现在还没有办法亲自的见到主对我们笑，或者是主他也不可能此时就抓起我们的手握住我们的手。但是呢，如果我们现在是在为主的开心而在服务他，并且服务他的奉献者的话，那么在我们的内心之中就会感受到一种快乐，因为呢，在这么做的这种同时，在内心中其实就已经是在取悦着主，所以主他会给我们这样的回馈。
So this type of experience we can have in our daily lives if you really try to act with the intent of pleasing Krishna or His devotee, pleasing Krishna Guru, there's no difference, and pleasing His devotees. If you really do that, then naturally there is an happiness that appears in our hearts that is totally independent of material circumstances, totally.
那所以说呢，这是我们每天的生活中可以体验到的。就如果我们要是在每日的这个生活中，在做事情中，如果真的是在要取悦主以及guru以及奉献者的这种企图下去行事的话，那么在我们的内心中就会感受到一种很喜乐的一种快乐，而且呢，它和我们所身处的情况、身处的这个状况是完全没有关系的。
So in the beginning, certainly when we start practicing this process of giving Krishna's happiness, this process of devotional service, in the beginning we do it in a more mechanical way, in the sense that we do out of duty.
那么在我们最开始要为了取悦主而进行的这个奉爱服务的这个活动的程序中呢，我们是可以说是在一种机械性的状态下在做，我们是为了出于责任在做这个奉爱服务。
We don't have yet that feeling or that propensity to do things really with the intent to please somebody that we don't even know.
那在这会儿呢，我们其实还没有这样的情感，也没有这样的倾向去自发的取悦一个人而去从事我们的活动，而且这个人我们甚至于连认识都还不认识的。
That's why this is the stage of Vedisadhana Bhakti, where we follow many rules, many don'ts, many do's and many don'ts, many things you should do, many things you should not do, and you have to be very careful. Sometimes it's so demanding. But if you do all these things, okay, translate that.
那所以为什么在最开始的时候呢，我们把它给称为叫 Vedisadhana Bhakti？ 那也就是说呢，有很多很多的规范和原则，那这里面有很多是我们需要做的事情，而且呢，有很多是我们不需要做的事情。所以在最开始的时候，我们可能在做这些事情的时候呢，也是要非常的小心的。
So, if we learn, then gradually we as we follow in that way by the association of devotees, you know, and by hearing more about the blissful nature of Krishna and how Krishna is so happy when these devotees try to do activities to please him, then we start developing our hearts also this desire to please the Lord and act more like not just out of duty, but really with the intent to please.
所以说呢，随着我们和奉献者的联谊，以及呢越来越聆听关于主 Krishna 的这些优美的品质，以及听到如何我们通过这些活动能够取悦主 Krishna， 那这些呢就会慢慢的使我们的内心中的真正的对 Krishna 产生一些情感，然后我们在从事这些活动的时候呢，就不会是出于责任或者是在机械化的这种行动下去从事这个活动，而是内心而发的想要去为 Krishna 做些事情了。
So gradually our practice will be more directed in pleasing the Lord, pleasing the Lord's devotees. And we do more with that intent, like Lord Brahma, whatever he did was really with the intent to please the Lord, even though he had not seen the Lord at that point, but he had confidence, had the confidence that this was the way to please the Lord. So he did with that intent of pleasing the Lord.
然后这会儿呢，我们的这种意图，它就是要取悦 Krishna， 要取悦奉献者，以及取悦 Krishna， 取悦主了。那我们在从事这个活动的时候就怀着这样的意图，就好像是主 Brahma 一样，那他的这个意图呢就是一定要取悦主，他做的所有事情就要取悦主，虽然说他还没有见到主，但是呢他是非常的有信心的，他这么做是能够让主开心的。
So we should not minimize this Vedisadhana Bhakti, think this is useless. No, it's very important, because in the beginning stage we need that. We need to be guided by the scriptures, understand what we should do, what we should not do to rectify our independent spirit.
但是呢，我们千万不能够轻看这 Vedisadhana Bhakti 的这个阶段，认为它是不重要的。不是的，它是非常非常重要的，因为我们是需要在这个经典中给我们这种指导，然后让我们知道我们什么是需要做的，什么是不需要做的，然后从而呢它能够更好的去规范我们的这个个体，就是这个独立性。
So gradually our hearts become purified by doing the acting in the right way, in a proper way, regulated way according to the scriptures and the orders of the Lord and his devotees, and then gradually we have to come to this stage where we really want to do activities to please the Lord, and we do it with the intent to please the Lord and his devotees.
所以说呢，我们在奉献者以及在经典，在主的这种指导之下去行事呢，使得我们的这个心呢就变得越来越净化，然后从而呢使得我们就越来越怀着这样的意图，在从事活动的时候呢，是为了取悦主，为了取悦奉献者而去从事活动的。
So we learn how to do things, how to do things really in a way that we know that the Lord will be pleased.
所以说呢，我们是在学习，我们在学习如何以恰当的方式去从事这个活动，然后从而使得这种恰当的从事的这个活动呢，能够让主开心。
And then yes, and then all this knowledge becomes really, really very clear in our consciousness, and become part of our lives.
那这样的话呢，就使得这些知识的就非常的清晰的显现在了我们的知觉之中，然后呢，它就成了我们生活的一部分。
Now it seems that there are two things separated, me and my life in this world and this knowledge, but it will come a time when this knowledge and our existence, this knowledge become part of our existence, how we act daily.
那么现在呢，好像我呀，还有我的生活呀，还有这些知识啊，都是相分离而在的。但是当我们不断的这个休息的过程中呢，就使得我们的就是这个知识和我们的这个生活，它就能融为一体，它就成为了我们生活的一部分。
So the Lord wanted to create this material world. He wanted to manifest this material creation, and Brahma was there to help him to do his part. And the Lord was very happy that Lord Brahma was at a very good attitude.
那主呢？他是希望能够创造出这个物质世界，他是需要这个物质世界显现的。那么主 Brahma 呢，是帮助他来完成这个事情，而主 Krishna 主呢是非常的满意于主 Brahma 的，因为他的心态，他的态度是非常端正的。
So what attitude was proper? He really did to all those austerities to please the Lord, to show the Lord that he wanted to serve the Lord as he wanted, as the Lord wanted. So the Lord was very happy. You know, okay, I'm very happy with you. He shook his hands and smiled to him. And spoke to him in a very wonderful way.
那么主呢，他是非常的被主 Brahma， 就主 Brahma 他的这个端正的这个态度是什么呢？就是他经历了这种苦行苦修的意图呢，就是希望能够按照主想要的这种方式去为主服务，为主来进行这个创造。所以呢，主就对他很满意，从而主显现在他的面前，对他微笑。然后呢，这个对他以很宜人的这种方式来和他讲话，并且和他握手。
So this is the it showed that this is the real way of performing penances. What is the real purpose of performing penances? Performing austerities, undergoing difficulties. This is the real purpose.
那么在这里面呢，就像我们展现了。进行苦行苦修苦行，然后以及经历所有这些艰难困苦的真正的目的所在。
Materialistic people also undergo so many troubles and they have to do so many austerities.
物质主义者呢，他其实也是要经历很多麻烦和痛苦的，而且也是要经历很多很多的苦行的。
But what is their goal? Their goal is their sense gratification and the sense gratification of their family or those who are connected with them. That's their goal.
但是他们做这些事情的目的是为了什么呢？是为了得到自己的感官上的享乐，以及和他们相连接的那些人，比如说他们的家庭成员所获得的感官上的享乐。
They do all that to achieve temporary material benefits.
那他们这么做呢，都是为了要得到一些短暂而临时的益处。
Then the gyanis are a little bit more advanced. They already understood that material enjoyment is not the goal in life. And material existence, it's not our real existence. So they want to achieve liberation from material existence and experience some type of spiritual happiness.
那 Gyani 呢，已经又比物质主义者的要向前迈了一步，因为他们知道呢，这个物质的快乐不是真正的快乐，而且呢，也不能够在这个物质的存在中待着，所以呢，他们是希望能够从这个物质的这个存在中解脱，然后呢，能够得到一些灵性上的快乐。
So in order to achieve liberation, they have to perform many severe austerities. They undergo many severe austerities and penances, but the goal is to attain liberation.
所以为了要得到这样的解脱呢，他们就需要进行很严酷的苦行和苦修，而且呢，他是很自愿的去这么做的。但是他这么做的目的呢，就是为了要得到这个解脱。
The yogis also, they want to achieve something. They want to achieve mystic powers, powers beyond this material, normal material powers.
那瑜伽师也是，瑜伽师呢，他们是希望能够得到玄秘力量。这个玄秘力量呢，是凌驾于物质力量之上的那种力量。
They also want to achieve liberation by becoming one with the super soul.
那么瑜伽师呢，他们也是希望能够与超灵合一，从而得到解脱。
Only the devotees, they have no such desires. The devotees, they only act to please the Lord. They perform all these austerities and penances only with objective is to please the Lord.
但是奉献者就不一样了，奉献者他是没有这样的个人的享乐的这种愿望的，他所做的所有的这些苦行的目的都是为了要取悦主。
They don't have their own personal needs.
对，他没有任何自己个人的需求。
So whatever the austerity difficulties the devotee undergoes is for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees.
所以说呢，这个奉献者他们所经历的任何苦行的目的都是为了要让主快乐，以及让主的奉献者快乐。
So we have to come to this stage means we have to become free from the mentality of trying to be sense enjoyers as the materialistic people.
对，我们必须要超越这样的一个层面，就是说呢，不要像物质主义者那样，让自己成为一个感官上的享乐者的这样的心态。
Because most of us, we came from that background where everybody was just the purpose in life was to enjoy the senses to the highest extent.
那因为我们其实每一个人都是来自于这样一个背景的。那之前呢，都是为了要从事各种各样的事情，而从而得到感官上的快乐。
But we should also be very careful. This mentality of just becoming free from suffering does not become the goal in our life. Just liberation from suffering should not become the aim in our austerities, in our performance of devotional service.
而且呢，我们还要另外小心一点呢，就是我们不要把我们在从事奉爱服务所经历的各种各样的这些苦行，要达到的最终的这个目标呢，只是为了要得到一个解脱，不要把这个要达到这个解脱作为我们的目的。
So it's okay that we don't want to suffer, that we don't want to be miserable. That's okay, but we should not perform devotional service with that intent of just becoming free from material miseries.
对，我们想要摆脱痛苦，摆脱苦难，这是没有问题的。但是呢，不要把我们去从事奉爱服务，想要就是我们从事奉爱服务要达到的最终目的，就是要摆脱痛苦。
So we may have this tendency, this tendency might manifest in our hearts. We just want to be free from suffering because sometimes it's terrible, and we chant, like we feel pain, or hey, this, just so the pain goes away. So that's the motivation. That's the personal motivation. We just want to be free from pain, and we are chanting the holy names to free us from pain.
对的，我们就要小心，因为有的时候呢，我们确实可能是在这个痛苦之中，比如说我们在受着身体上的这个疼痛的这个影响的时候呢，我们可能这会儿想的就是我要念诵 Hare Krishna， 然后呢念着我这个疼就没有了，然后这就是我要达到的目的，这个是我们要小心的。
So you have to be careful that this motive will not interfere in our devotional service.
那所以说我们一定要注意，就是我们的这些动机不要去影响我们的奉爱服务。
And yes, mystic powers also can creep in our practice of devotional service.
而且还有呢，就是
this mentality for mystic powers can also manifest.
还有呢，就是当我们在修习我们的奉爱的瑜伽的这个过程中呢，物质就是想要得到玄秘力量的这种心态也是会显现的。
Maybe not like the yogis.
也许可能不是像瑜伽师那样。
But we may have this, for instance, may have this mentality, develop this mentality of trying to control others by the knowledge we have.
但是我们也许可能有这样一种心态，就是要利用我们所具备的这种知识去控制其他的人。
I know so much, and hey, oh, they look at me as a great teacher, so, oh, I can have some control on them because I have knowledge, I have the power of explaining this knowledge, and they feel attracted to me.
你看啊，我有这么多的知识，然后呢，我有这么大的学问，所以说呢，我能够看得出来，他们呢是把我当成一个大师在看待。所以说呢，我就可以以这样的方式来控制他们。
I play nice the mrindanga, I do a nice kirtan, and everybody say, "Wow, Prabhu, he sings so nice. He beats so nice the mrindanga." It's a way of getting a power over them. We may become infatuated by that. See, I'm really a good mrindanga player. I mean, these kirtans are useless. Let me play. I know how to play. I know how to sing. Okay, Prabhu, you sing. You sing. Ah, you feel so. So this is a, we are looking for a particular power to attract people.
那比如说，我非常的善于打弥当伽鼓，然后呢，我的吉他里唱的也非常的美妙。那这样呢，就会让得到很多别人的赞扬之词。哎呀，Prabhu，你的弥当伽鼓打的实在太好了，你唱的实在是太好了。那这样呢？就让我觉得好像我是凌驾于别人之上的，会比别人更加有力量。那我就在想，哎呀，你看这个 Kirtan 唱的太不怎么样了，还是由我来领唱吧。所以呢，就是这种心态是不好的。
Yeah, or I can cook very nice things, I can cook very nice cakes and sing, and the devotees say, "Wow, your cakes are the best," and you feel, "Oh, see, good, I'm the best cook of cakes, yeah."
或者说呢，就是我特别会做饭，或者是我特别会烘焙蛋糕，然后呢，再被奉献者这么一夸赞，哎呀，跑步，您的这蛋糕烤的是最棒的，那我心里边沾沾自喜，觉得你看，就我就是最棒的。
So yes, we develop certain powers actually by the practice of devotional service, practice that attracts us, that makes us makes others become kind of.Hypnotized by our presence, you know, but we should be very careful. This may manifest, but this is not the goal of our purpose, of our devotional service. We have to drive these things away from our hearts. We should not be attached to these things.
但是，所以当我们在进行我们的奉献服务的这个过程中呢，我们也许可能是会发展出一些力量，那一些能力。那么这些能力呢也会受到奉献者的赞扬，但是我们千万要非常的小心，不能够让自己变得对这些赞扬或者这些吸引力而去感到依附，然后我们千万不能觉得这就是我们这个修习奉献瑜伽的目标了。
What do I know? I can speak because I can read. I read so many of these things in Srila Prabhupada's books and heardIn lectures from Srila devotees. So I'm just repeating them. I'm just using the knowledge it is already there. It's not my knowledge, it's Krishna's knowledge.
其实我又知道什么呢？我只不过是读了一些书，读了一些 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，然后呢，我只是在重复着我所听到的这些知识而已。这些知识又不是我自己的知识，我只不过是在重复而已。
By the mercy of Krishna, I can understand a little bit, and I have the capacity. Krishna gave me the ability to communicate that same understanding. Oh, this is all Krishna's mercy.
那在 Krishna 的仁慈之下呢，使得我能够在这样的一种理解下，能够和别人来沟通这个知识。但是呢，这就是因为出于仁慈，我才能够做到这一点。
Krishna is using me.
Krishna 在用我，在利用我。
I learn how to play nice melodies and do nice kirtan. This is the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. Because before I did not have any aptitude for these things, but now by the mercy of the devotees, I am able to to sing some songs in praise of the Lord. This is so wonderful. It's really a very special mercy of the Lord that I can do this service to the devotees.
那我之所以能够用美妙的乐曲来演唱 Kirtan, 那这也完全是出于主的仁慈和他的奉献者的仁慈。因为在之前其实我是完全不懂的，完全不可能用这样的曲调来唱的。所以说呢，现在我有了这样的仁慈，那么这是一个非常好的去做服务的方式。所以说呢，这是主和他的奉献者赐予我的仁慈，我才能够做到的。
So, and yes, I do very nice things. I can perform, do very nice things, cook very nice meals, cook very nice sweets. This is all the mercy of the Lord, because He's the ability, He's the one who gives the ability. And He gives me this ability so I can perform some nice things for the satisfaction, His satisfaction, the satisfaction of His devotees. So we give always credit to the Lord and His devotees. We have no credit personally.
那我如果是能够烹制很美味的大餐，或者说是能够做很好的甜品呢，这源于主所赐予我的能力，因为主他就是能力本身，那是他把这个能力给了我，然后呢，我才能够为主和他的奉献者能够做这样的服务。所以呢，就是我们永远都要把这个功劳要归咎于主，而不要把这个功劳要归咎于自己。
So in this way, we become free from all these motives, and our devotional service, practice of devotional service, become very pure. And in that stage, we start really pleasing the Lord.
就这样的话呢，我们就能够摆脱在奉爱服务的时候可能会产生的动机。然后就在一种很纯粹的这种状态下为主去做服务，在没有任何的物质动机下去为主做服务，这样才能够真正的取悦主。
So we should not have any ulterior motives.
We should not have any ulterior motives. Ulterior motives.
Ulterior motives.
Ulterior. 所以说呢，我们就不要有其他的任何的动机。
Yes, we should only act like Lord Brahma did for the pleasure of the Lord.
所以呢，我们一定要以主 Brahma 为我们的榜样，只是为了主的快乐去做我们应该做的事情。
And the Lord empowered Lord Brahma to do the creation of the within the each universe. Amazing powers.
而主呢，他就赋予了主 Brahma 非常的不可思议的、令人惊叹的力量，从而让他能够在每个宇宙中进行这样卓越的创造。
The Lord empowered Lord Brahma to do the creation.
为主呢，给予了主 Brahma 力量，让他去进行创造。
So all the devotees can become empowered to do wonderful things by when the Lord is pleased.
所以说呢，当主被取悦了之后呢，所有的奉献者都能够得到力量去从事非常奇妙的活动。
Just see the power Srila Prabhupada had to go around the world and attract so many conditioned souls. That was the power given to the Lord because the Lord was very happy with him.
那我们就可以看到 Srila Prabhupada 是多么的有力量，他能够环球，他能够在这个世界进行环球的旅行，然后呢，把这美妙的知识给予这么多的受条件限制的灵魂。的原因就是由于主非常的被他所取悦，所以主把这个力量给了他。
Okay, we stop here.
好，那我们今天的这个讲课这一部分呢，就先到这儿。
And if there is any question or comments, we can have now.
Yeah, 然后看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述，我们现在可以来探讨。Yes, 阿叔的。The first question is 淡然一笑 他的问题是什么叫仁慈 ？What is mercy？
What is mercy？
Yeah， What is mercy？
Mercy is what gives us the capacity to accomplish things that on our own we could never do。
那 mercy 就是说呢，给我们一种能力，让我们能够去完成一些事情，而我们仅凭自己的力量是没有办法去做成这件事的。
On our own, we would never know that we are connected with somebody that is the controller, maintainer of everything, the creator. We would never know that we could be in touch with him.
Sorry, 阿叔。
Without mercy,
yeah.
Without mercy, I would never be able to know.To know that Krishna exists and we have a connection, loving connection with Him.
Okay, 但如果要是没有这个仁慈的话呢，我们其实不知道有一个至尊的控制者 Krishna， 而且呢，我们是和他有爱的关系相连接在一起的。
Without mercy, we would never be able to know that there is a way that we can develop a love, eternal loving relationship with Him.
而且如果是没有仁慈
rediscover our loving eternal relationship。
那如果是没有仁慈的话呢，是没有办法从是没有办法让我们真正的看到我们和 Krishna 之间有这种永恒的爱的关系的，就这种关系是不可能被揭示的。
So whatever we have received in life actually it's all mercy, either the mercy of our parents, the mercy of nature.The mercy of the government, leaders, the mercy, and ultimately everything is the mercy of the Lord, who is the one who provides for all our needs.
那实际上我们这一生呢，就是由仁慈所构成的，是来自于我们父母的仁慈，来自于这个政府的仁慈，来自于自然的仁慈。那么终极来说呢，所有这一切都是来自于主的仁慈。
So this is all different. Mercy can be manifest in so many, many, many ways.
对，那仁慈呢，它是可以以各种各样的方式来展现的。
So whatever we are able to do, you should always think that is only Krishna's mercy.
那所以说呢，我们无论能够做什么，做到什么。我们都应该在想，这只有是 Krishna 的仁慈才能够让我们做到。
So sometimes you hear the devotees saying when they are doing something nice, and other devotees praise them for their achievement, and the devotees say, "It's Krishna's mercy."
我们就经常会听到奉献者这样讲，当他们做了一些很好，完成了一些很好的事情，然后得到了奉献者的赞扬的时候，他们就会说，这是 Krishna 的仁慈。
And its effect is Krishna's mercy. Sometimes we may say and not feel, but the fact is all Krishna's mercy.
而这的确也是 Krishna 的仁慈。那有时候我们可能没有说出来，或者是我们没有感受出来，但它就是 Krishna 的仁慈。
We only have one thing that is part of ourselves, is to desire. But in order to satisfy our desires,We need the mercy of the Lord through His material energy, or directly from the Lord and His devotees when we want to engage in His loving devotional service.
那么，作为我们这一点呢，我们就来自于我们自己本身的只有一点，就是我们的这个愿望。但是呢，就是我们的这个愿望的满足，它也必须是要通过我们去为主的这个服务才能满足的。要不然呢，就是服务他的这个物质的这个能量；要不然呢，就是通过他的奉献者直接对主进行充满了爱的奉爱服务。
Even to exist in this material world is the mercy of the Lord, because we have desires, but we are impotent to satisfy our desires without the Lord's facilitate the what is necessary for us to do what we wish to do.
那么即便我们是在这个物质世界本身的这个现实也是主的仁慈，因为我们是有愿望要来到这个物质世界的，但是呢我们又无能为力的来到这里，所以说呢在主的这个仁慈之下我们才有可能显现在这儿。
So we cannot do anything without the Lord's mercy, either directly from him or directly from his devotees, or indirectly through his agents of material energy.
所以说呢，在就是所有的这一切全部都来自于主的仁慈。 要不然呢，就是直接从主和他的奉献者那儿得来的仁慈；要不然呢，就是通过他的物质能量得来的。And
most particularly, this opportunity to render devotional service, this is an extraordinary mercy of the Lord and His devotees.
而且呢，就是能够为主做奉爱服务的这个事实，就说明我们是从主和他的奉献者那儿得到了。
We all receive this wonderful gift of devotional service from another devotee.
因为我们大家呢，全部都是从另外一个奉献者那儿得到了这个很奇妙的能够做奉爱服务的机会的。
It's not that one day, one very night, bright morning, we woke up and say, "Wow, this is what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to serve Krishna, the Lord."
并不是说是有一天清晨起来以后，我们突然之间就觉悟了，说啊，这是我将来以后要做的事情，就是我要开始从现在开始要服务至尊主了。自己突然之间就这么觉悟了，不是这样的。All that
came by the mercy of the devotees.
那么所有的这一切呢，全部都来自于奉献者的仁慈。
Which is the mercy of the Lord through the devotees.
那么其实呢，这个仁慈呢，实际上是主通过奉献者给我们的。
So mercy is something that comes to us, either we want, we wish, or come even without thinking that we should have.
那这个仁慈呢，有的时候呢是我们想要得到的，但有的时候呢，其实是我们自己根本就没有想过我会有得到这样的仁慈。
But that means, mercy means we are dependent on others. On our own, we cannot have.
那仁慈也就意味着我们是依靠于其他的人而得到的。 我们如果是仅凭自己的力量是没有办法做到的。
Of course, we could say so much more about that.
那当然，关于这个话题呢，我们其实可以讲的更多。
But
you're going to move to the next one? Sorry.
Yes, yes. Yes, please.
Okay, the next question still from the same devotee, 淡然一笑，这个世界痛苦也有快乐，虽然幸福不多，没有痛苦，那哪有快乐呢? 苦尽甘来嘛? 难道还有没有痛苦的快乐呢? Oh, she's saying that this world is very miserable. However, there's also have happiness. Even the happiness is very little. However, we won't enjoy the happiness if we haven't experienced the pain. Because after the pain, the sweet will follow.
Yes.
Is there a situation? Just the happiness, but without the painfulness, without the miseries.
Yes, that happiness is coming from that type of happiness that depends on pain is what you call a blissful ignorance.
就是依靠于痛苦的幸福。 它是一种极乐的无知。
Yes, it's material happiness. You depicted what is material happiness. It's really like that.
对，其实您在这个问题里面所描述的是一种物质的快乐，就完全是这样的。So
in one sense, happiness is just the absence of pain.
但是实际上呢，这个快乐它其实就是在没有痛苦的时候就叫快乐。
In one sense, we could say that happiness is just the absence of pain.
那么从一个角度上来可以说，快乐就是没有痛苦。
Because we are living in a world that we are totally surrounded by miseries.
因为我们是生活在一个完全被痛苦所围绕的世界里。
Miseries caused by other living entities.
那么由其他的生物体所造成的痛苦。
can be human beings, can be a mosquito, can be a virus.
哎呀，那么就是其他的生物体所造成痛苦的，可以是人给我们造成的，可以是其他的动物给我们造成的，或者是病毒所造成的。
There are many, so many different kind of living entities that give us trouble.
那所以说呢，有各种各样的生物体都可能会给我们造成麻烦。
Most of our problems inside the body is because of some bacteria, some overpopulation of bacteria or this or that, so we have infections. So it's other living entities.
那比如像我们体内呢，也会存在着其他的一些生物体、一些病毒、一些细菌，然后使得我们的这个身体被感染，然后就会很痛苦。
And then misery is caused by nature.
还有被自然。就是被这种自然所导致的痛苦。
Right now is winter, is very cold in many places.
比如说现在是冬天，那很多地方都非常的冷。
It's not very enjoyable.
所以呢，这并不是很让人心仪，让人很舒服。
Sometimes there is typhoons.
有的时候有台风。
Or too much rain.
或者是大雨
，or not enough rain，
就是干旱。
And there's miseries caused by the mind and the body。
还有呢，就是由我们的心意和躯体所给我们造成的痛苦。
Oh, so much anxieties and sometimes distress。
哎呦，太焦虑了，有的时候呢都变得沮丧、郁闷了，忧郁。
Yeah, so terrible, and constantly the mind is giving us trouble。
而且呢，我们的这个心意是恒常不断的在给我们找麻烦。
And these are the miseries within the big compound of the major miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease.
那么这个痛苦呢，其实那所有的这些痛苦呢，它就是这个构成了生老病死的痛苦的集合。
Which are the major problems?
那这个生老病死呢，其实是我们最主要的问题。
So yes, living in such an environment, we are always hassled by some miseries.
所以说呢，我们是生活在这样的一种环境里面，我们总是被一些痛苦所攻击。
So if somehow we can manage to diminish or to suspend some of these miseries, those moments we say, "Oh, I am so happy."
所以说呢，我们如果是有片刻能够摆脱这些痛苦的时候，就在那些片刻之中，我们就会觉得，哎呀，我实在是太幸福了。
That's material happiness, yes.
那所以这个是物质上的快乐，的确是这样的。
Spiritual happiness has nothing to do with this fluctuations of pain and freedom of pain in the material world.
但是呢，这个灵性上的快乐其实和在这个物质上的物质上所展现的这个痛苦是没有任何关系的。
Means that the devotee can be in a most difficult, distressful situation, either physical or mentally, and the devotee can be totally blissful by being engaged in devotional service.
也就是说呢，这个奉献者他也许可能是会处在一个非常痛苦的状态，他这种痛苦的状态也许可能是心意上的，也许可能像是躯体上的，但是呢，他也会因为从事奉爱服务而非常的极乐。
There are so many devotees who have so many physical problems, mental problems, and so many sorts of difficulties, but somehow they can be so blissful engaged in the devotional service.
有很多很多的奉献者都在经受着躯体上以及心意上的困苦，或者是在经受着各种各样的困难，但是呢，他们都会因为在从事奉爱服务而享受着极乐。
So in simple words, material happiness is dependent on outside situations, circumstances, whereas spiritual happinessIt's coming from within the soul, from Krishna.
那我们简单来说，我们简单来说呢，就是这个物质上的快乐呢，它是要依靠于外界的这个环境来使它感受到快乐的。 而且灵性上的快乐呢，它是从内心而发的一种快乐，它是来自于灵魂和 Krishna 相连接在一起的一种快乐。
Okay, next question.
The next question from 点金石Touchstone, 哦，请他们顶拜孤乳，咱翻译和主持，谢谢您。请问怎样保持与主的时刻的连接呢？ Please accept my very humble obeisances. The question is that how to maintain the constant connection with the Lord?
Okay, together. Let's go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep chanting, and that's the best way to be connected with the Lord.
所以呢，我们就要不断的、恒常不断的、使劲的、不间断的来念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，就以这样的方式时刻与主处在连接的状态下。
And if you feel too tired, okay, stop and read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita.
但如果你要是觉得念诵念得有点累了的话呢，那你就停止念诵，然后开始念、开始读《国家梵歌》和《国家阿瓦坛》。
If you are tired of reading also, okay, do some practical service, cook an offering for the Lord.
如果你要是读书读累了的话呢，那就做一些实际上的服务，比如说为主做顿饭，然后呢向主供奉。
Perform some service to your deities if you have some, or the pictures.
如果你要有神像或者有神像的照片的话呢，就为神像做一些服务。
Perform some service for the devotees.
为奉献者做一些服务。
Ever chat with the devotee to ask questions or to exchange some spiritual understandings and exchanging ideas of service, practical service.
那么和奉献者聊聊天，然后呢，交换一下在灵性上的一些要点的理解，然后呢，向他去询问一些问题。然后呢，向他去询问一下如何去从事某一项具体的服务、实际的服务。
So put your heart in these things.
真的要让自己的内心都去冥想这些事情。
Chanting the holy names, reading the scripture, because this is what really connects you with Krishna.
那么念诵圣名以及阅读经典，因为所有这些呢，都是真正的让你和 Krishna 能够连接在一起的方法。
Oh, yes, you may say, but I have so many other engagements. I have my family, I have my job, I have this and that.
但也许你可能还说，啊，那我还有好多其他的事要做呢，我得照顾我的家庭，我还得去工作。
Yes, yes, we have to do all these things, yes.
那的确，我们确实得做所有的这些事。
But we just do them. We don't need to put so much our heart in those things.
但是我们只要去做就好了，不用太费心的去做。
Yeah, we may give quantity time, but not quality time. Quality time you give to devotional activities.
那也许我们可能会把我们大量的时间都用于去处理这些事情，但是呢，不要把我们这个很有质量的这个时间放在这个上面。那么我们要把我们很有质量的这个时间呢，要放在我们的奉爱服务这些事情上。
Next question.
Next question from 淡然一笑。冥想瑜伽师不做服务，居然回归灵性世界，不理解，不理解，为什么呢？ She said that the yogis they are only doing the meditation but not to render any devotional service. However, they can go back to the spiritual world. I don't understand this. Why is that? Why they just go back to the spiritual world through the meditation?
Because they meditate on the super soul.
因为他们在冥想灵超灵。
Even the gyanis, yogis, they, in order to achieve their results, they have to perform some form of bhakti, some devotion has to be there. Otherwise, they cannot achieve their desired success.
那么就是作为这些 gyani 们或者瑜伽师们，他们其实是需要做一些某种形式的。奉爱服务的，否则他们是没有办法达到成功的。
Means without the mercy of the Lord, you cannot attain material results, you cannot attain liberation or mystic or yogic powers, you cannot.
因为如果是没有主的仁慈的话呢，实际上是没有办法得到物质上，就没有办法得到物质的解脱，也没有办法得到超人的玄秘的力量的。
But of course, this is not pure devotional service.
当然，那他们从事的这个奉献服务呢，它并不是纯粹的奉献服务。
So yes, the meditation is a form of service.
那所以说呢，这个冥想它就是一种服务的形式。
But if it's with the aim of obtaining something else, then it's imperfect devotional service.
但是呢，他做这个奉献服务呢，它的目的呢，是为了要有所求，是为了达到某种目的的，所以说他这个奉献服务呢，是不纯粹的，是混杂的奉献服务。
Next question.
Devotee asked. He or she said that 顶巴阿叔的莲花族怎样理解主的至善和奉献者的至善呢 ？Okay, please accept my verbal obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that how to understand the supreme good of the Lord and the supreme good of the devotee?
The supreme good.
Yeah, all good.Because we always say that the Lord is all good and devotee is all good. He's asking how to understand that.
Because there is no sinful in desires or intents in the hearts of the Lord or his devotees. There is no selfishness in their hearts.
因为在至尊主以及在奉献者的内心中呢，是没有任何的自私的欲望的，在他们的内心中是没有任何的。罪恶的想法和念头的。
Their hearts are pure from this material contaminations of lust, greed, envy, anger, jealousy, and so on and so on.
对他们的内心呢是非常的纯粹的，是没有任何的物质的这些愤怒啊、贪婪呐、色欲啊，是没有这些污染的。
So pure.Purity of heart.
对呢，就他们的内心是纯粹，是非常纯洁的。
No selfish interest.
没有任何的自私自利的利益所求。
They are full of love for others.
对呢，在他们的内心中呢，是对别人是那种全然的爱的展现的。
Genuine love.
一种真的爱。
Means they are only concerned about others' well-being.Others happiness.
也就是说呢，他们所考虑的只是其他人的快乐以及其他人的福祉。
That's why their hearts are full of mercy because they just want the best for others.
那也就是为什么他们的内心中呢是洋溢着全然的仁慈的，因为他们只是想要别人好，一心向善。
So this is what we should wish to develop this type of purity.
那么所以呢就是这样的这种纯粹是我们希望能够被培养出来的。
Next question.
这位奉献者就询问了顶拜阿叔的顶拜 Gurudeva 的莲花族主的四重扩展有几次过程怎样在哪篇里有描述哪儿的是 Mahavishnu 吗感恩 Guru. Please accept my venerable obeisances to your lotus feet.There are four expansions. There are four expansions of the Lord.主的四重扩展有几次 ？How many times for the four layers of the expansions of the Lord? And what is the procedures like? It has been illustrated in which temple of Srimad Bhagavatam?And also, if Sri Narada Muni is Mahavishnu, thank you very much.
Different expansions of the Lord, they are described in the first three cantos mainly, but everywhere you can find a mention of that. But the first three cantos are there. They mention the second, third canto, where the Well, but it's mentioned everywhere, practically speaking.
就是关于主的这个扩展的这个话题呢，是在圣典伯加瓦坛的前三卷里面都有所提及，在第一篇、第二篇、第三篇里面都会找到相关的内容。
The first expansion is from Lord Krishna's Balaram.
那么主的第一层扩展是从主 Krishna 到主 Balaram。
And from Lord Balaram comes the first quadruple expansion.
那然后呢，这个从主 Balaram 呢就出现了这第一层的四重扩展。
Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniru. This is the first expansion of Balaram.
那么这个主的就主 Balaram 他所第一层扩展出来的这四个扩展是Pradyumna, Aniru 的。Shankarshan, Vasudev.
Okay, so these four expansions are manifest in Dwarka.
那所以呢，这四重扩展呢，他们是展现在 Dwarka 的。
So from that Shankarshan, then manifest Lord Narayana.
然后呢，又从这位 Shankarshan。
In a Vaikuntha planets.
然后呢，这位 Shankarshan 呢，他又扩展出了在 Vaikuntha 星宿的Narayana。
And then from Lord Narayana, four other quadruple expansions manifest.
那然后呢，从这主 Narayana 呢，他又显现出了这四重扩展。
That they are in charge of the material creation.
那么这四重扩展呢，他们是在这个主管着物质的创造。
Ma Vishnu, Garbhodakashay Vishnu, Kshirogdakashay Vishnu, Sheshanaga.
那么这四重扩展呢是 Maha Vishnu, Garbhodakashay Vishnu, Kishoredakashay Vishnu 和 Sheshanaga.
These are the four expansions. And then from Lord Narayana also come so many other expansions that in the different Vaikuntha planets. And these are the ones who are the forms of the Lord that time to time incarnate in the material world to perform many wonderful pastimes.
然后呢，在从主那儿央呢，又扩展出了在维昆塔的很多的主的扩展。那这些主的扩展呢，它就会时不时的会下到这个物质世界来进行它非常的奇妙的逍遥。
They manifest. They come into the material world through Kshirodakashaya Vishnu.
那他们呢是通过Kshirodakshaya Vishnu 进入到这个物质世界的。
So all these forms of the Lord are no different from the Lord. It's just one person.
但是呢，所有的这些形象呢，其实都是那一个主，他们其实没有任何的区别，这都是来自于那同一个人的。
They are not different person. It's the same person, but different forms that.Manifest simultaneously as the original form. That's all.
那他们其实只不过就是从那同一个人同时所展现出来的不同的形象而已，但是没有区别。他其实都是一个人，没有区别。
Like you can be at home as a father, and you can be in your office as a boss of a company. You can be in the street as one of the citizens. Different positions, but it's always you.
比如说您可以是在家里面是一位父亲，然后呢在公司里面是一位老板，然后在街上呢就是一个普通的市民。所以说呢，就是在不同的但都是您一个人，不过呢就是在扮演不同的角色而已。
But the difference between you and the Lord is that you, one who, in order to be in, you cannot be in all these situations simultaneously. Either you are at home taking care of your children,or are in your office doing your work, or you are in the street walking like other cities. You cannot do all this simultaneously.
但是呢，您和主之间的这个区别就是，您不可能在同一时间内同时的做所有的这件事。您要不然就在家里边照顾着孩子，要不然呢就在公司里边这个照顾着自己的生意，要不然呢就在街上去做一个普通的这个公民所应该做的事情。而主呢，他是可以同时的显现在他所有的这些位置里面的。
Yes, Krishna can manifest himself in all this in this situation simultaneously.
所以呢，主呢，Krishna他是可以同时 让自己处在所有的这些情形里面。
This is inconceivable, but that's the Lord. The Lord has inconceivable powers.
所以呢，这是不可思议的。但是主，那这是主，因为主他是不可思议的力量。
If he would not be inconceivable, then he would be like us.
因为如果他要是不是不可思议的话，那他就和我们没区别了。
We are very limited.
那我们是非常的有限的。
That's why we cannot be in different roles in life simultaneously.
那所以就为什么我们不可能在同一时间内显现在生活中的各种各样的角色之中。
But the Lord can by multiplying himself in many forms that are not different from his original form. They're just different forms of himself that manifest simultaneously in different pastimes, different activities.
但主他是可以的，因为他是不可思议的，所以呢，他可以同时的，在他的以各种各样不同的形象，在不同的这个消时光中显现。
Next question.
下面一个问题来自于回家之旅，生物和个体灵魂的区别是什么？ What's the differences between the living entities and the individual soul?
You are infinitesimal. You are very, very, very tiny, tiny, tiny.
就是这个您是是一个非常非常非常非常微小的个体。
Krishna is unlimited great.
而 Krishna 他是无限的，他是伟大的。
We are tiny, tiny living entities dependent on the Lord.
那我们非常小，那这个生物体呢，它是依靠于主的。阿叔 ，Her question is that what is the differences between the living entity and the individual soul?
Oh, the living entity and the individual soul. Okay, it's the same. Individual soul is covered by a particular form, then we call it a living entity. So is a mosquito, you call it a particular entity, is a mosquito, is an elephant, you call it all is a particular living entity, is an elephant or a human being. So different forms, but individual soul is the same, occupies the body of elephant or mosquito, human being is the same. It's the same individual soul. Not the same means just one individual soul, but the same nature, soul. Forms are different. So when you call living entities, we are referring to the different material forms where the individual souls are operating.
Okay. 那么这个生物和个体灵魂之间的区别是这样的。这个生物呢？它就是生物，就是英文里面被称为叫 living entity。那它的这个意思呢，就是它被一个特定的一个躯体给覆盖了，那它就变成了一个生物。比如说，它是有一个蚊子的这个躯体，那它这个生物就是蚊子。那然后呢，如果它要是在大象的这个躯体里面呢，那么这个生物呢，它就是大象。但是这个个体灵魂，它只是这个灵魂是没有被这个躯体所覆盖的。那么这个所有的个体的灵魂它的本性都是一样的。
Next question.
下面一个问题是来自于彭纯的，顶巴阿叔，请问有的人很有能力，有的人呢又没有能力，怎么理解这个能力是自己培养的还是主赋予的呢？阿叔， my question is that some people are very capable or competent, but some people is quite incompetent.So how to understand the ability or the competent? Is that has been cultivated by ourselves or that has been empowered?
It's karma. Most of the cases is karma.
就这个呢，其实大部分的这种情况是由业报所定的。
Because of your previous activities, we are born with certain abilities that are different from others, or you may have no abilities. Others have more. Is your previous activities indicate that?
那么就是由于我们之前所从事的这个活动，导致了我们在这一生展现出来的好像是有一些能力，而其他的人可能又没有这样的能力，就全都是由于我们之前的这个活动所导致的。
So in material existence, you can only develop those abilities that are inherent from your karma. And we can cultivate them through practice, develop them.
那所以说在这个物质的这个维度上来讲呢，我们只能够是根据我们之前的这个业报而导致我们有没有这个能力，并且呢在这样的一个层面上去进行培养这个能力。
But when you are engaged in devotional service, then the Lord can give you abilities that are beyond the scope of your karma.
但是呢，当我们在为主做奉献服务的时候呢，主他就可以赐予我们这个能力，这个能力它是逾越我们的业报之上的。
It's nothing to, that is nothing to do with your karma.
那么这个呢，就和业报没有关系了。
Otherwise, materially speaking, is due to our previous activities.
那否则的话呢，如果是从物质角度来说呢，这个能力它是跟我们之前的前世的活动有关系的。
Next question.
下面一个问题是来自于 David Shakti Mataji 的迪白阿叔。吃有的奉献者做的食物影响心意，下一次应该吃呢还是不吃？怎样做就能够不产生冒犯？Okay, Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that sometimes when I'm eating the food cooked by some devotees will affect my mind. So what do I do? Do I next time, shall I, you know, continuously to eat the food cooked by this particular devotee or not eat that? What to do will make me avoid the offense?
Well, if you cannot avoid going to a place where you're going to eat food from that devotee, you accept, but you take that prasada in a better consciousness instead of trying to analyze the devotee's defect and what caused you before. Try to be more devotional in your honoring prasada, beginning by...saying the prayer Sarira Vijajal with more reverence, with more attention, and take the prasada with more care, with more respect, instead of judging.
就是如果要是您没有办法避免不吃这位奉献者所做的这个食物的话，就是您拿到这个prasada之后呢，您自己所处在这种知觉要更加的小心，并且呢，要更加的去尊敬、荣耀这份 prasada。然后呢，当在念诵 Sarira Vijaja 的这个荣耀祷文的时候呢，也要更加的在知觉中去念诵，而不是要让自己在知觉中去想着上次我吃的这个食物会给我导致什么样的影响。然后呢，不要让自己在内心中处于这种评判和判断的状态下。
Because it might not be the food cooked by that devotee that affects you, but your own consciousness, the way how you honor or attitude you have.
那么因为也许可能就是影响您的并不是这位奉献者，因为他做了这个 prasada 所以影响了你的心意，而是您自己的这个心态导致了这个对你的这个心意上的影响。
So most of the time it's because of our own consciousness.
那所以说大部分的这个时间呢，它其实是由于我们自己的意识而造成的。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, the next question from 点金石，可念诵时妄想纷飞怎么办？ Because just now you instructed her to constantly connected with Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna mantra.So she's asking, but while I'm chanting, you know, my mind is crazily flying here and there. So what to do?
Oh, it means you are not chanting Hare Krishna.
如果是这样的话，那也就意味着其实你根本就没有在念诵 Hare Krishna.
It's like if I give you a phone call.
那就好像是我，比如说给你打电话。
And what's your name? Touch a Jinza show.So if I'm talking with you, but then I'm very distracted to do some things with my computer, and then I miss the track of our conversation, how do you feel?
那就比如说我在给您打电话，但是呢，我又被好多其他的这些事情在这个分着神儿。 然后我就忘了咱俩刚才在说什么。那这会儿您会觉得怎么样？您会怎么想的？
It's not serious. You don't take me serious.
那也就你就会在想，你根本就没有认真的对待我。
How can we have a connection if we are not both in tune with each other?
那所以说，如果我们要是俩人没有搭上线的话，那我们怎么沟通呢？
So the only way to do that is to hear what you chant. You are with somebody, you hear that person, you hear what say. The same when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you hear what you hear how you are chanting. You hear. You have to hear.
But,所以说呢，你要做的一件事情就是你必须要去听你所念诵的这个，就好像是当你在和其他人在进行沟通的时候，你要听对方所讲的这个话。所以当你在念诵的时候呢，你就要去听到你自己在念什么。
So hear what you chant, and then all these problems go away.
那所以说呢，就是你要去听您所念诵的这个音节，然后所有的这些问题就会迎刃而解了。
And then Shruti Rupa comes with three questions.
Yeah.Do you want to do that? Shruti
Rupa. It's up to you, Nesaki.
Shruti Rupa, Devadasi, 喜宝姐姐的问题，请问阿叔和老师们周末愉快。今天的问题是帮忙我们在身边的正在被 Krishna 吸引的佛教徒所提问的。第一个问题是，既然 Krishna 是最仁慈的源头，他为什么不鼓励奉献者像我们一样大量的放生，为这个灾难的世界祈福呢？So this question is from Shruti Rupa Mataji, and she is asking the question on behalf of her Buddhist friends who are right now be attracted by Krishna consciousness. The first question is that since Lord Krishna is the source of everything, is the source of mercy, but why he's not encouraging the devotees to, you know, to free the life of the animals?Like what we're doing right now in this way to pray for the very for the catastrophes of the world.
In the world. Yeah, the devotees are doing that.
奉献者是在这么做。
By chanting Hare Krishna in public, doing kirtan, by delivering talks about Krishna.By distributing prasada, they are creating a spiritual space.
那么就是通过在念诵圣名，通过在公众进行kirtan，以及大量的发放prasada和讲述关于Krishna的话题。那么通过这样的方式呢，是在营造一种灵性的氛围，灵性的空间。
You by giving the opportunity to your Buddhist friends to hear the holy names and chant the holy names.They are already becoming liberated from material existence. It's just a question of time. But not only are they going to be liberated, but they're going to have an attraction to the loving devotion to the Lord, which is much higher than liberation.
那比如说您给您的这些佛教的朋友们有了这样的一个机会去聆听 Krishna 的圣名，那也就意味着他们其实已经处在了一个解脱的这种层面，已经从物质存在中解脱了，而且呢，他们还得到了就是对主的这种奉爱的品味。
Second question.
如果我在佛法里预定的终极目标是极乐世界，请问我到达之后，那里有没有奉献者直到我回归 Krishna 呢？ Well, because right now I'm still in the practice of Buddhism teaching, so my goal is to reach that pure land. However, after I reach that pure land, if there will be any devotee toguide me to go back to Krishna.
Yes, if you follow that process, Lord Buddha will be there to train you in devotional service, so that next life you can go back to Krishna.
那如果你要是走这条路的话呢，那主佛陀就会在那儿亲自的给你指导，给你训练，然后呢让你具有 Krishna 知觉，那么下一生世呢，你可以回到他那儿去了。
The problem is that the process to achieve that pure land is very difficult to follow because there is no disciplic succession. There is no sampradaya to teach you exactly as it was given originally.
So you mean it's hard to actually to reach that pure land, right?
Yes, because you don't have a sampradaya. You don't have the We don't know if the process is the original process. We don't
okay,
have a sampradaya.
但是实际上呢，就是现在回到这个极乐世界的这条路是很难走的，原因是因为没有一个使徒传系，没有一个 sampradaya 能够指导人去走到这个地方。
So we cannot know for sure that the knowledge you have now is the original knowledge without any change. Because there is no disciplic succession coming from Buddha.
因为呢，就是没有一条从佛陀沿袭下来的使徒传系，所以就导致了我们现在没有办法确认，在修习佛法而走到这条路上的这些人，他们所修习的这些知识是最原初的授权的知识。
Like the process we are practicing, studying and practicing to go back to Krishna is a receipt for disciplic succession. Otherwise, you don't accept.
比如说我们现在在修习 Krishna 知觉所走的这条路，那是从这条使徒传系上传系下来的，所以我们才会接受，否则我们是不会接受的。
Otherwise, it's not considered a bona fide path. May have some changes, some alterations.
那否则的话呢，他就不会被接受为是一个授权了的这个知识体系。那因为他这里面可能就会有一些改变。
So this process of pure devotional service, everywhere in the world, everybody is practicing the same way, whereas the Buddhism is practiced in so many different ways in so many different countries, because there is no one disciple succession.
因为这个 Krishna 知觉它遵循的就是这同一条使徒传系的路径，使得世界各地的所有修习 Krishna 知觉的人全部都是在这同一的方式中在进行的修习。但是呢，这个世界各地的佛教徒的修习方法呢，就有多种多样了，因为是没有一个从根上下来的使徒传系的方法。
So that's why I encourage you to follow this process of Krishna consciousness because it's coming from a bona fide disciple succession.
那所以说呢，我就鼓励你能够按照 Krishna 知觉的这条路来进行修习，因为它是来自于一条正宗的使徒传系的。
And by following this process, you are going to be liberated from material existence.
而且让你通过这么做呢，你就能够从物质的存在中得到解脱。
If you communicate this message to others, teach others how to chant Hare Krishna and give them Srila Prabhupada's books, you are going to give them also the opportunity to be liberated from material existence.
而且如果你要是把这门知识、把Srila Prabhupada的书籍以及念诵圣名的这种方式要传递给其他的人的话呢，其实也就意味着你也给其他的人了一个机会。能够从这个物质存在中得到解脱。
And by following this process is the best way to please Lord Buddha, who is Krishna's incarnation.
然后呢，通过这样的一种修习方式呢，是最好的取悦主佛陀的方式。那么主佛陀呢，也是主 Krishna 的一位化身。
And is the most direct way by devotional service we can go back directly to the spiritual world without even passing through the pure land.
而且呢，就是当我们在进行直接的放爱休息的这个活动的时候呢，我们就能够直接的去到 Krishna 那儿，那而且中间呢也不需要路过极乐世界了。
Means we have a direct flight without stopovers.
那也就是说，我们是乘坐的是直飞，中间不用有任何的停顿。
It's like this, you not be distracted by other environments, other worlds.
那也就是说呢，不会被其他的世界、被其他的环境所影响、所分神。
And it's certainly the best way to please Lord Buddha, because Lord Buddha is Krishna's incarnation.
而且呢，毫无疑问，这也是最好的取悦主佛陀的方式，因为主佛陀呢是主 Krishna 的化身。
Very clear, disciple succession teachers who practice and realize and follow the same scriptures, they didn't change anything, they exactly let it was given originally. So you have the most benefit in following Krishna consciousness directly. Don't worry about not following all these different things of the teachings of Dharma, because by following Krishna consciousness, you are accomplishing everything.
因为这个 Krishna 知觉的这条使徒传系的教导呢，它是没有经过任何的更改的，而且呢是始终如一的，到处也都是同样的。所以说呢，在这个在修习 Krishna 知觉的这条路上，你就不用有任何的担心。
So you follow Krishna naturally, all of Krishna's incarnations, including Lord Buddha, will be pleased.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 就是当你在这个修习 Krishna 知觉的这个过程中，你在追随这条路的过程中呢，使得主 Krishna 的所有的这些化身都会被取悦，包括主佛陀，他也会很开心。
So you teach people how to chant Hare Krishna, how to take prasadam, how to read Srila Prabhupada's books. And this is the best way they can please Lord Buddha.
那所以呢，你可以去教导别人如何念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，如何阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍，以及如何荣耀 prasadam， 这些都是最好的取悦主佛陀的方式。
It's a guarantee to be liberated and more than liberated to achieve a transcendental loving relationship with Krishna.
而且呢，这是一定能够保证得到解脱的，而且比得到解脱更多的是能够得到和 Krishna 的爱的关系，就是这种充满爱的关系。
嗯。
阿叔 ，I'm sorry, I need to go to open the door. I will be back in.
Yeah, we're gonna stop. We're gonna stop now.
So there is one more question here. I will be back. 再等一下，我开下门。对不起，I'm back.
Okay.
So the third part, the third part from Shruti Rupa. 如果我被 Krishna 所吸引，也慢慢的成为了奉献者，请问我是不是就背叛了在佛法上师那里许下的誓言呢 ？Okay, still from the Buddhist friend, she is asking that if I am attracted by Lord Krishna and gradually also become the devotee of the Lord, so does that mean that I kind of betrayed the Buddhism teaching, and also I betrayed the vow I made in front of my master, Buddhism.
No, you'll not betray.
不是，你没有背叛。
If he's an authentic follower of Buddhism, he will give you blessings.
那如果他是一位非常正宗的佛教的。这个修习者的话，那他一定是会把他的祝福给你的。
So, okay. If he has doubts, let him read Srila Prabhupada's books and see if all the Buddhist Dharma, all these other Dharmas are included in the Sanatana Dharma that Krishna preaches in the Bhagavad Gita.
对，如果要是因为 如果你要是有任何的。这个困惑的话
the teacher
如果是这个您的这个老上师，他如果有任何的这个困惑或者是不理解的地方的话，你就可以让他去阅读佛家梵歌，然后去看一看是不是是 Krishna 他就把所有的这些 Dharma 这些大法其实全部都给涵盖在了他的这个教导中，其中也包括佛教的 Dharma。
If he denies these teachings, then he's not a bona fide teacher himself.
但是如果他要是拒绝了 Krishna 的这个教导的话，那也就意味着自己本身并不是一位正宗的上师。
Or at least is not as qualified as it should be.
那或者呢，至少我们可以说他并不是像他被认为的那样的具有资格。
So you, by accepting the teachings of Krishna, all other process of Dharma,all other processes of religion are included because in Krishna consciousness we learn about the eternal form of religion.
那所以说呢，就是在 Krishna 知觉的这个教导中，所有其他的 Dharma， 所有其他的这些宗教的形式全部都涵盖其中了。因为呢，我们在这里面就了解了最原初的宗教的形式。
It's not just about liberation. It's not just about Nirvana. It's about developing a loving relationship with Krishna that includes everything else that we can possibly realize in any other spiritual school.
那所以呢，这并不仅仅是得到解脱或者是得到涅槃，而是发展出了和 Krishna 之间的这种满怀着爱的关系。那么而且呢，在这个路途中呢，他是把所有的其他的那些宗教的这些教导全部都涵盖在里面了。
嗯。Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
非常非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody out there for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
Very special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for allowing us this space of association.
那也非常的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly 能够允许我们在这样的一个空间中有这样的联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Ashu. Actually, there are a cluster of questions, but can we say we remain those questions for next week?
It's up to Sati and Dana Kelly.
Yeah, because I have a god sister who is in South Africa, is very sick, and she is wanting me to call her. I'm a little bit worried
okay.
that it's too late.
Okay, so tell Sati to keep the questions for the priority next time.
Okay, Sati Maji, 咱们就是您后来推出来的这些问题，咱们下一周再回答哈。
是的，是的。
我有稍微有点事情，我得赶紧去办一下，我怕
因为时间已经很晚了，9:30了。
问题一分神也回答不好，所以我想拿出下周再解决这些问题，好不好？
对，可以，就是因为时间已经很晚了嘛，2小时了，9:30了已经。
嗯。
我们后面的问题下周回答。
Yeah.
嗯。
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody also agree to that.
Okay. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Bo.
Ashu ki jai, Vaikuntha Zhi Yin, Fu Yuan Yin Ling Ting, 各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢，就到此结束了。非常感恩阿叔，亲爱的 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲座，谢谢 Sati Mataji， 感恩所有的奉献者，深深的顶拜大家， Hare Krishna。